You're listening to Raza Riffs with Keith Raza and Alan Lee, right here on LA Talk Radio.
Oops, I hit the wrong button.
Are you on?
I'm on, man. I can hear you. Can you hear me?
Yeah. I hit the wrong button on the intro. I'm supposed to hit the LA Talk Radio. So, when you do it,
yes.
When I'm not here in a couple of weeks, you hit not this button.
Thank you. That's great. I'll remember that. Not this button.
Yeah.
On the screen, not this button.
Can you hear yourself?
A little hollow, a little tinny.
Yeah? Okay. Can you hear yourself now?
A little better.
Yeah?
Yeah. Can you hear me?
Yeah, I could hear you. I just...
We're good to go.
Yeah, I think.
This mic is on, correct, sir?
Yeah. Try talking in that mic, see if it works.
Hello.
No, I don't hear you.
You don't hear me?
But...
Bingo.
Okay. Well, this is ridiculous. Okay. Talk one more time. Holy Lord.
Wow, I can hear you loud and clear.
Okay, this is a little too loud for me. I don't know about you. So, okay.
Turn it down just a bit.
Turn you down?
Yeah, please.
You down. Excellent.
Okay.
Better?
Yes.
This is weird, man. The sound guy calling sick? Okay, welcome to the show. Sorry for technical difficulties. I'm Keith Raza.
And I'm Alan Lee.
And we're Raza Riffs. Yeah. That's my trusty sidekick. So, Alan, how are you doing today, buddy?
I'm doing great, man. Fantastic.
Yeah?
Yeah.
I'm doing good?
Beautiful.
Yeah, I'm a little sad right now. Doing the roast battle tonight. I'm doing the roast battle.
That's right.
So I'm a little scared. But no, I'm a little sad because this Mike Frisbee guy is in the news, you know? He's around. Oh. Lady's back.
Oh, thank you.
Oh, are you on?
I think I'm on now. Thank you.
Oh, see? Boom. Talk now.
Yes.
See, you sound a lot better.
Thank you. I'm glad I do.
Okay. What was I saying? For those who don't know, the lady came in and hit the button. So, yeah. Okay. So, what was I saying? The Mike Frisbee thing.
Yeah.
Have you heard about Mike Frisbee?
No.
Mike Frisbee, they call him, he's in the news right now, they call him the Frisbee Killer. Yeah.
Wow.
He's a serial killer. Now, what he does is he takes kids from the park, you know?
Yeah.
And they're playing Frisbee.
Yeah.
And he takes them. Like, he has the record of taking a kid from a park in, like, 2 seconds, you know?
2 seconds?
Yeah. And it's so fast because the kids who are playing Frisbee with each other, you know, the person who throws it, they don't see him, you know? Like, that's how fast it is.
Wow.
It's a very serious thing in the news right now. So, Mike Frisbee's in the news right now because what he does is he takes these children and he kills them. And he eats them.
Jeez.
Yeah, like he cannibalizes them. And, you know, the body can never be found, you know? But what he does is he mails the skull back to the children. And he gets the address because, you know, he looks at the ID of the kids, you know what I mean?
Wow.
Yeah. I'm just saying, my neighbor got a skull.
Oh, my.
Yeah.
So, I don't know what to say. I'm stunned, man. It's like...
I'm just telling you, you know, there's a killer on the loose named Mike Frisbee.
Are we good tonight? Are we safe? Are we going to get back over to the Laurel Canyon and make it there alive?
I hope so. I hope so. Yeah, that story was a lot funnier in my head, but, you know, whatever. So anyways, last week we had Bobby Slayton. That was cool.
That was unbelievable.
This week we're starting off a little rough because we didn't know how to do the sound. And, you know, this week we have Bill Dwyer.
Yes, indeed.
Bill Dwyer. It'll be cool. And my Twitter feed is just blasting, dude, because I have all these questions for Bill.
I have some.
You do?
I like Bill.
Yeah. I'm thinking about asking Bill if he heard about Mike Frisbee.
That's your call.
It's my call.
It's all unscripted, ladies and gentlemen.
It's unscripted. All right, well, he said call him at 8:05. I don't know what time it is.
It is.
It's 8:05?
It's about that time.
Okay. So, ladies and gentlemen, before we call Bill Dreyer, Bill has been on Last Comic Standing, Comedy Central. He was on the game show, I've Got a Secret. Is that what it was called?
I've Got a Secret, a classic.
A classic. And Larry Sanders, he was on that, too.
Larry Sanders, one of my
favorites. So, you know, he's a big guy. Not a big guy. He's actually very thin. But he's a big comedian, and I'm happy to talk to him. So, are you ready, Alan Lee?
I certainly am.
Bring All right. On. Here we go. Phone is ringing. So scared when it rings. Because then you think, what if they don't pick up?
We always think that.
Hey, Bill?
Keith?
Hey, Bill. What's up, buddy?
Who's there? Who's there?
This is Keith. This is
Am I on the air?
You are.
We're Bill.
The air.
Yeah, we're
How are you doing tonight, Bill?
Bill, this is Alan Lee, my trusty sidekick.
Trusty as I can be.
Oh, very good. It's always good to have a trusty sidekick.
Especially on a radio show, you know?
Well.
But,
I think it would be, I think it would be great if somebody had a shifty sidekick. I think that would be fantastic.
A shifty sidekick.
That would be interesting.
Are you still there? Oh,
Bill.
Oh, he ended it.
No.
Oh, that's the interview.
No.
We'll call him again.
No, please do. Bill, we lost you there for a second.
He's like, I think he hung up.
No. We've been disconnected.
Oh.
Bill. Hi, you've reached Bill Dwyer. Please leave a message.
This is ridiculous.
No. That's the message machine.
No. Okay, so we'll wait a minute. This is... Are they mad at us or something?
No, we've been disconnected. It happens in the world of radio.
Yeah. Okay, well, when should we try him again? Maybe his phone died and he forgot to charge it.
I suggest, like, right now.
Right now? Okay, well, we'll try calling Bill one more time. Here we go. It's connecting.
Hi, you've reached Bill Dwyer. Please leave a message.
Hey, Bill. It's Keith. I don't know what happened. Maybe your phone died or something. If you could call the studio when you get this from the number, or I'll just text you. All right. We'll try again in a minute. Bye. Wow,
his phone could have had some problems. It died down.
Well, yeah, it could have.
So,
it could have.
We can just sit tight.
Sit tight for a minute. Well, let's look at all these Twitter questions that I'm getting. Ron's tweeting me. Sounds like a star. Yeah, leave a message. We should have Ron be a producer of the show, man.
Ron,
dude, from the.
You like Ron, dude?
Yeah, he supports the show.
He's great. I think he's fantastic.
Yeah, he's awesome.
Always supporting us, and
yeah,
I want to thank Ron, by the way.
Yeah, we love you, Ron.
You're great.
But okay, should I try him again?
Is there a speed dial? You just redial that.
Yeah, maybe I'll like try one more time. This is okay. We'll try calling him one more time.
Bill was ready.
He was very ready.
Funny guy.
Okay, it's ringing. Excellent.
Hey, I'm back.
Hey, what's up, Bill?
Thank you, Bill. We were raw.
It was like a bad horror movie. It was like, oh, my phone's almost dead. and that's what happened.
No, I was like, does he hate me already? Like, he just hung up at 5 seconds in the interview. I was like, sweet.
Call Bill Nye, the science guy.
Yeah, that's... Just wanted to torment the guy with Asperger's. That's all.
You did it, Bill.
The guy hasn't gone through enough. Why don't I do a little phone hang-up on him? He's got Asperger's. What's going to push him over the edge?
Here you
Maybe
go.
Vips.
Well, that could do it.
It's funny that you said that because I was like, okay, should I call him again? And I was like, yeah. So I called him and went straight to voicemail. And I was like, oh, what do I do? He's like, hang up. I was like, okay. So I hung
leave
up.
Leave a message.
And then he's like, now call him again. And went back to voicemail. I was like, what do I do now? He's like, leave a message. I was like, what?
There
like,
it goes. It's an
that's right. I think, yeah, I think right now, I think I'm, I think that my voicemail is still going on. So I was listening. I switched.
That's interesting.
Don't leave us, Bill, please.
Yeah, man. But no, have you ever? Has this ever happened to you on a podcast? Where like, did your phone die or something?
No, it did not.
I mean, my phone did die, and I plugged it back in immediately, and then you know, it takes a second. You know, stuff's got to you got to get exciting graphics to come up and that kind of thing.
Yeah.
So yeah, no, has that ever happened to me? No, I slept through a radio interview. I think I was supposed to go to somewhere or talk to somebody. I slept through that.
Oh, that can,
you know,
that
I made some mistakes.
We all do.
We all do. We all make mistakes. So, Bill, what we do is the show is called Razor Riffs, and we just like talk about stand up and your career and stuff. And then, like, I tweet questions, and I actually got a lot of Twitter questions for you. And, I like to
really
yeah,
for me
for you
like more than the average guy or I just want to know that I'm not you know because you know I'm that comic honest to God you, Keith you know if you're a comic you know you go into a club and it's oh man I sorry about the small crowd there's a trombone festival this weekend and we're not just everyone's there I'm sorry the three-legged elephant is here in town. Everybody's lining up to see that. Okay, all right.
Do you know Fred Stoller?
Yeah.
Yeah. Fred was selling his book, Maybe We'll Have You Back in Huntington Beach, and I went to go support him with my girlfriend, and there was nobody there, and he was doing the exact same excuse like to the manager. He's like, I think there's a baseball game on or something.
It's always an excuse. All right, hang on. Talk amongst yourselves for a second. My wife's calling.
Oh, sure.
Okay.
Sure. And,
talk.
Well, you know, I've...
this has got to be the most interesting episode ever.
I'm an improv person, and I improvise my entire life.
Oh, yeah, you're a great improv person. You did great improving about Mike Frisbee.
Yeah, yeah. Was that an amazing piece? I don't know. Well, I don't think Bill heard it.
No, well...
We'll have to run it by him again.
No.
He'll add to it, probably.
No, I'll
back with you guys. I'm back.
There you go.
Hey, Bill. Hey,
is that like the rudest thing ever?
No. This is great.
If you're walking that razor's edge with your wife, you gotta answer the phone.
Yeah.
I know some guys are comfortable in their relationships, and they go, "I'll just call her back." No. If you're on the edge, you really gotta answer immediately, and that's me.
So, beautiful. How long have you guys been married?
27 years.
Wow. And you're still on the edge, huh?
That's the way to do it. That's how you keep it going.
Haven't always been on the edge. Just, you know, edge right now. Just now. A little edgy, that's all. Just, you know, it's on the edge.
There you go.
So, Bill, are you ready for the Twitter question? The Twitter?
Yeah, I think, yeah. What do people want to know about relationships? I have a question. There seems to be, honest to God,
yeah.
Like, right?
Yeah.
Does anyone care if, like, something happens to a man? You know, whatever. Like, there's so many, I know that women outnumber men in the world, but doesn't it seem like there's, like, way more of us?
I think so.
Just everywhere you look, there's fucking men. Just
yeah.
Everywhere.
I believe that.
Actually,
you know?
That's actually interesting because I feel like that's why I can't get a girlfriend because they're surrounded by so many dudes. You know what I mean?
Right. Like, I can't, like, when a woman says, oh, I have such a hard time finding a guy, what are you kidding? Raise your hand. Blink. Drop a penny. We're right there. Everyone's right there.
Yep.
God.
Yep.
I don't know where women are, but men are just everywhere.
I agree.
It's like, have you ever heard anybody say, "I'm having a party. Make sure you bring some guys." You never hear that. Never hear that.
That's funny.
And on the flip side, you never walk into a party and go, "What the fuck? There's so many girls here." That never happens.
Never.
It's like,
what's going on here? This is a donut party. What's going on here?
It's like, I didn't expect to see all these guys here.
That's
you know?
Amazing.
Yeah.
I think you find the most women at strip clubs, but I think even when you go there, you find more guys.
No, there's still more men.
Right. Well, yeah, of course. Yes, right.
It never changes.
Yeah. Like, I never understood. Like, my friends would, you know, back in the day, some of them get mad. I'm not going to go to a strip club, bunch of naked women there, can't have sex with any of them. Yeah, that's how it works. It's great. It's like life, but better. Every woman you see isn't going to have sex with you. Just realize that. At least these ones are nude. It's a plus.
Well, I think like in the ghetto ones, they will have sex with you if you give them more money or something. Like,
sure, that's a prostitute. That's a stripper who also who's doing other things. Whatever, she's
It's like even better.
You've dropped the level.
Yeah, she's got a lot going on. What?
Oh my god!
Like when I hear a guy say something like, "You know what? You know what I look for in a woman? I always want to go." You know what you should look for in a woman? If she likes you, that's all you get. That's it. That's that is it. You don't get to choose anything, you ugly, you piece of shit. Are you kidding? If a woman likes you, grab onto her and hold on to her for the rest of your life. That's it. That's all we want.
That's true.
Please like us.
Yeah. That's true. That's like my national anthem. Please like us.
Please like us.
Right, yeah. That is the one thing you should look for in a woman. Does she like you? Because generally, we are unlikable. That is for sure.
Now, why do you think that is? Like, why do you think men are just so unlikable? I mean, because honestly, I don't think women are that
likable. There's too many
likeable.
Of us. I don't know. We're loud. We're bigger. I don't know.
Nobody
cares about what happens to us, right? Yeah. National Football League, right? Most violent sport. Like, there would be, if it was women playing football, like the first time one of them got a concussion, it'd be like, all right, that's it. We're shutting this down. That's it. No. We can't have this. But with guys, it's like, all right, somebody gets a concussion. It's like, all right, let's go ask them how many fingers. How many fingers? Give them the finger test. That's a good idea. Give them the finger test. And you know they're not going to show one, so right then you got a 1 in 4 chance, and it's usually 2. You know it's 2 or 3. Did you ever see a coach hold up 4 fingers back in the day? Either 2 or 3. You got a 50-50 shot of getting back in the game. Nobody gives a shit about men. No. But if a woman had a concussion, oh my god, that'd be it. Front page news.
It's kind of like the big UFC fight that just happened where that woman beat that other woman in like 30 seconds or something. Like, that was all like on Facebook and stuff, and I was like,
they felt sorry for the loser.
Yeah, but it was a
I don't have an explanation for women fighting and how popular that is. But only because it's just one woman. Like, you would, you know, it's like Ronda Rousey and like nobody even, I don't know who beat her.
Yeah.
But you know, it's like everyone goes, "Okay, Ronda Rousey, okay, that one, you get that."
Yeah.
You know, I defy you, besides the woman who named Ronda Rousey, name another female boxer or MMA, and besides Leila Ali, which was all that was a joke anyway.
Oh, that was something.
What happened
female
on that one?
Female boxing.
Oh, I'm a little lost on that one. What happened on there?
Tell us, Bill, because this is interesting.
I don't watch female boxing. I watch like female lesbian porn.
That's not boxing.
Yeah, well, kind of. You're both bouncing with jugs.
Well, it's a different kind of boxing.
Yeah, that's what I was saying.
No, but he has a point about
Ali. That's what
that was his daughter.
Wait,
what are you guys saying? What?
Ali's daughter. Layla Ali?
Huh?
Was that Ali's daughter, Muhammad Ali's daughter you're talking about?
Yeah, Layla Ali. Yeah.
Oh, was she in that movie, Ali?
No. I don't think she was.
No. No, they didn't. I don't think they got his actual daughter to play.
She can't.
To play his daughter. Yeah. I don't think so. Anyway,
no.
That would have been cool, though.
Well, if she can't act, that would be weird.
So, Bill,
you know what? That movie, Ali, right?
Yes.
That was directed by Tony Scott, right? I think so.
Oh, I didn't know that.
But maybe.
Right, and you always hear this story about how in one of the big fight scenes, he like singled out some extra in the 35th row who was wearing the wrong belt buckle, and he had him change it, and everybody said, "Oh, that's because he's such a perfectionist." It's like, that guy's a dick. No one's noticing the belt buckle of the guy in the 35th row, all right? So get to work, Tony Scott, and shoot a film that's watchable. Jesus Christ. Talk about how meticulous he is. That's just stupid. That's stupid.
Oh, God. What else has Tony Scott done since that, though?
I mean, for a moment.
I don't know. I don't know. Tony Scott has directed some decent movies.
Yeah.
Just not Ali.
It's not Ridley Scott. Ridley Scott is Alien.
No, but I think it's Ridley's brother.
They're related.
Well, didn't one of them die or something?
One of them did or didn't die.
Yeah.
I don't know.
I thought the Top Gun guy died or something. I don't know.
Who directed Top Gun? Ridley Scott? No.
No. It was not Ridley Scott.
It was some Scott, I thought. I thought one of them...
We're getting our Scott.
Because there's a news article where, when this happened, 2 years ago, because Tom Cruise was going to do Top Gun 2, but then the director died, and then it's like, no Top Gun 2. Because, Val Kilmer. But
if only there was a way we could find that information somewhere. If only there was a way we could... if only there was almost something at our fingertips where we could find that out.
Wait, is this a cue for Keith to look it up?
Keith, shouldn't you be completely meticulous? Doesn't Asperger's make you super detailed oriented?
Right. Good point.
Yeah, I guess.
You're the vaguest host ever. It's amazing. It's like being interviewed by Steam. It's amazing.
Oh, no, but I learned my hosting skills from Steam. But, hey, we have a Twitter question for you, Bill.
All right, yeah, that's right.
Yeah.
So, really, you got some Twitter... People actually tweeted you some questions.
Yeah. You want to hear them?
That's because they like you. I don't think they know me or whatever, but they like you, so okay.
No, they like the guests. Last week, somebody tweeted Bobby Slayton, because we had Bobby Slayton on. They said, "Hey, Bobby, which movie did he like better, Ghostbusters or what was that other one?"
Ghostbusters 2?
No, it was Candy Shack. And Bobby was like, "What does that have to do with me?" I was like, "I don't know. They just tweeted it." So I just answered what the... Okay. So, Bill, did your father really invent Cool Whip?
Wow, is that on my Wikipedia page or something?
No, I just got a tweet for it.
Really?
Yeah. Oh.
Would I be sitting here would I seriously work or be talking to you fucks if my father invented Cool Whip? Do you think I would agree to do this? If my father invented Cool Whip. Is that over 140 characters? Do we have to tweet it back?
Well, I thought you just agreed this because, we're friends and stuff.
I would tell you to fuck off so fast if my father invented Cool Whip. If my sister was Joy coming out on Christmas, I would say, fuck you, this interview is over.
Phone
she
died.
She invented some kind of mop, I think, and now she's a billionaire, I guess.
Okay, so the answer...
That's a movie about a woman who invents a mop. And it might actually be good. You don't have to... You don't need CGI, but You got to have a, yeah, it's a woman who invented a mop. How about that?
That'd be interesting.
Tony Scott would direct that.
Tony Scott. It'd be like Annie 2 or something, right? Or like,
right? If it was, yeah. And then they might make a musical play out of it, and then they'll make a movie out of the musical play. The producers. It'll be, wow, it'll just be crazy.
And on your idea, you know?
Bill Dorn. No one's listening to me. I'm just the heir to a Cool Whip fortune. No one pays any attention to me.
Okay.
All my Cool Whip money. No, that's a great question, though. Whoever tweeted that in from somewhere in the world.
Oh, it was a Twisted Viv 18. Wow. She tweeted that.
What?
Twisted Viv 18. That was her name.
That's her handle? Twisted Viv.
Wow. If you want, you could follow her. I'm sure she'd like that. Anyways.
All right, well,
we have another Twitter question. You want to hear it?
All right. So are we putting that one to bed then?
Yeah.
Did your father really invent Cool Whip?
Well,
all right.
No, because now that I think about it, my father actually invented Cool Whip.
Oh, no.
So,
what are we doing here then? Sitting here then? Why?
This podcast is sponsored by Cool Whip.
My wife's father, my father-in-law, actually is an inventor or was an inventor. And he literally invented the world's slowest engine. If you needed something to move slowly, you know, whatever that might be, he invented that. He has a patent for it. He was on the cover of Popular Mechanics, like in 1956.
Oh, that's
he's a brilliant man. Yeah.
Did he have Asperger's as well?
No.
My father, does he have Asperger's?
Yeah, most inventors do.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
No, but I don't know if anybody knew if he ever had Asperger's, right? Don't you guys like to, aside from the doorknob touching, don't you like to keep that a secret?
So he had like OCD or something where like he had to like touch a doorknob like 7 times or something?
What's the difference between Asperger's? I mean, is Asperger's like OCD or is it completely different?
It's completely different. Asperger's is just you have a hard time socializing and, you know, you're really, really smart. And OCD is, you know, you could probably socialize, but you like to touch things a lot.
Like, yeah, right. You got to have things a certain way. Yeah. Right, yeah.
Like I was out.
Yeah. Oh, my God. That's all you want. You want to marry somebody with just a touch of OCD. So you just always have. Because always, whenever you see an OCD documentary, they're always straightening out the fringe on the Oriental rugs in their house. And that's all I want. I just want straight fringe on my Oriental rugs. That's
Bill,
all.
Bill, I was...
Honest to God, if it drives you that crazy, why the fuck are you buying Oriental rugs? And why are you buying anything with fringe? You're going to go out of your mind. If that goes out wearing a buckskin jacket with fringe, oh my God, it'd drive him crazy all night.
Oh my God, this is awesome. But no, I was...
Why would you...
I was
anything.
I was once at a party, and this guy who had OCD, you know, like, I went up to him. I was like, hey, aren't you the guy who has to, like, touch everything, like, 7 times or something bad will happen? And he's like... Yeah, why? I was like, oh, I just want to make sure you touch the fridge 7 times, otherwise your mom might die or something. So then he, like, runs to the fridge and he touches it, like, 7 times.
Really?
Yeah, it's pretty funny. So, I mean, I thought it was funny.
They're superstitious?
Yeah.
I mean, really, it's just superstition taken to an unhealthy degree, right?
Yeah, because, like, why would you want to touch a fridge 7 times?
Right, right. Some smart ass with Asperger's fucking ripping you about your OCD. So you got to go run and touch a fridge. God, what a life that would be. Just everything.
Okay, so Bill, Twitter question. Do you still keep in touch with the cast of Ski School 2? ?
That's a good question, and yeah, I actually do. Isn't that funny? Dean Cameron and I were writing something and horsing around doing some stuff, and I speak to the great Will Sasso occasionally.
Oh.
I know that the female lead from Ski School 2, Heather Campbell, still lives in L.A. She's a Facebook friend of mine.
Oh.
She has a couple of kids. She's married to a race car driver.
Wow.
A guy who
races cars.
A guy who races in the Indy 500 like every year. He's never won it, but you know what? Just to get there is pretty good. Yeah. who are you to judge, you motherfucker? That's what I say. Who are you?
Wendy Hamilton.
Townsend Bell. She's married to a guy named Townsend Bell. Yeah.
Oh.
So, yeah, I do. I kind of keep in touch. Now, I don't keep in touch with those Canadian assholes
because
we shot up in Canada. But those guys were funny.
So you don't like
that? An underrated movie by any means. It's really. It came out the same weekend as that Michael Douglas movie where he sues Demi Moore for blowing him.
Oh yeah,
remember?
That was
remember that movie?
Yeah, that was
right.
Like, it was where she like sexually harassed him or something, right?
Disclosure.
Yeah,
Disclosure.
Actually, she just blew him, and he goes no because he was married, and then he sues her. Jesus Christ! And you know who represented him? Another man. God damn it! Jesus.
There's men everywhere.
I know. What the fuck? Everywhere.
But it's funny.
If you go out on your front porch and go, hey, and scream, you know, like some guy will yell back, hey, shut up. Not a woman, but just another guy.
Now, Bill, let me ask you this. If you were Michael Douglas in that movie, would you sue?
I don't know. How do you sue? I don't know. God, that movie was just so terrible. And then, right, they had some sort of a supercomputer with a holographic guy who helped you out, like Siri, but it was an actual guy. But it was a guy to get the like, we don't have enough men now. We got a hologram of one who's supposed to help you out with your computer. God, was that movie terrible? Anyway, movie came out in Canada at. Ski School 2 got released theatrically in Canada because, you know, they're simple up there. And it got 2.5 stars. And the Michael Douglas, Demi Moore, man hologram movie got 2 stars. So
you guys you guys did better than the Demi Moore then.
Yeah. I keep that feather in my cap for sure. Yeah. I'm very proud of that fact. Indeed.
You could always see, like, when you see Demi Moore, like, on the street or something, and be like, hey, Demi Moore, you know that movie where you were a whore in? My movie did better. My movie did better than you by 0.5 star.
Yeah. My movie got rated better than that movie, right? And, like I gotta talk fast, too, right? Because I don't think she's giving me a lot of time to say this. Hey, Demi Moore! You know, I'm rushing toward her. Arms akimbo, you know, kind of flailing, you know, and she's freaking out.
And then she'd be like, oh, what movie was that? Because she was actually, if you think about it, she was kind of a whore in all her movies.
Yeah, she's been promiscuous in
a little bit.
Certainly in the movie Striptease.
Oh, yeah.
I've heard that
that was a little bit horrid.
I've heard that Burt Reynolds doesn't have a lick of hair on his body. I've heard that Burt Reynolds has some sort of a disease that has robbed him of every hair on his body everywhere.
Really? Except for his hair.
Yeah, Burt Reynolds is like a cue ball. He's like a literally just like a big cue ball. Ah! God.
What was that? You got attacked by the cue ball or something?
I'm being attacked here. I've worked with robots my whole life, so sometimes they turn on you, and that's usually a software problem.
It's funny that you were talking about Burt Reynolds because we actually have him next week.
No way.
No, we're I'm just.
Oh, yeah. I was gonna say, don't tell him I said that because I love Burt Reynolds a lot, but I've just heard that about him. not a hair to be found anywhere on his body. His head, the eyebrows are gone. I don't know about his eyelashes, but that does count as hair, so I'm going to assume that is nowheresville anywhere.
Uh-huh. What about his nose hair, man? That's like the hair that...
I don't know. I don't know about the inside. I don't... Again, I have no documentation.
That's like the hair I'd want to get rid of if I, you know, I'd be like, oh, sweet, nose hair is gone. Excellent. You know, that was...
Yeah, but, boy, you're just taking in, you know, pebbles. You know, you got everything coming in then. You got everything coming in your nose then. You can't lose it all. You scale it back, but if you lose it all, you're in deep trouble.
All right, guys. So, Bill, we have another Twitter question.
All right, did I answer that one? What was it? Oh, do I keep in touch with the crew from Ski School 2? Oh,
yeah.
Yes, I do. And who asked that?
A guy named Ron Dude on Twitter.
All right, Ron Dude. All right. Boy, everybody really goes high class with their Twitter names, don't they?
I know. Like me, it's just Keith Reza, you know. I don't like have like a, you know, Asperger kid tells jokes, yeah. You know.
Yeah, why don't you, you should be, at Mr. Asperger or something like that.
that's a good one.
Yeah, and Brent Reynolds could be the hairless cube or whatever, yeah. You know?
Yeah. I would just go with hairless Bert.
Yeah.
You know, I had a question I wanted to ask Bill.
Oh, go ahead. This question's by Alan Lee.
It's one and only. The battle.
Alan Lee. I wonder what his heritage is. I wonder if that's his full name. I wonder if he's Asian. Yes. Alan Lee.
Half Asian, not Bruce Lee, just half Asian.
Alan Lee. All right.
Battle bots. I'm looking at, you know,
Is that all he wrote?
BattleBots. What was the deal on that, man? Because I love robots, and they're all over the place. They're in the grocery store now when you check out. You know, it's all self-done by a machine. And I see that you were part of BattleBots, and I just wanted some comments on that. I think that was cool.
Wait, what is this, a Twitter question, or
no,
is this your question?
This is mine. I'm right here.
It's like it's already 140 characters out, dude.
I know. Right, that was a bunch of bullshit. That wasn't a Twitter question.
Oh, my God. Alan, Bill's never going to do me a favor with questions like this.
I wanted to ask about BattleBots.
Okay, ask
him. You like that show, Alan, right? It was a good... Now it's... Golly. Now it would be 14, 15 years ago now. I think it started in 2000.
Yeah. But all these robots, you know, you see all these robotics. You've seen on YouTube, this robot, that robot, the running robot, the dog robot.
What was your favorite robot?
I forget a lot of the names, but there was some, it's like I remember the builders' names, but there was some great, a guy named Jim Smentowski made a couple of great robots, and then there was the family who always came up with a spinner that kind of went awry, because once you have a spinning robot, if somebody gets a hit in on it, you're out, baby. But Ziggo was great. I loved... And it wasn't a great robot, but it was pretty cool. I liked a Mouser Mecha Catbot. I like that one. It kind of looked like a cat.
my favorite.
But it's like my memory is. I don't know. My memory's okay, but I do. I've forgotten a lot of the robots' names.
Oh, yeah.
We have another Twitter question. Do you still keep in touch with the robots?
Well, that's a you know.
That's a strange question.
I don't know. Did somebody just send that in now? Like they're listening? And
yeah.
How many people do you think are listening right now?
Jeez. Oh, well, last week we had 700 listeners.
We were happy.
Oh, okay. Yeah. And people actually listening live. That's cool.
Yeah. And, you know, so, I mean.
And then people listen over the course of 5 years.
No, 5 years.
This baby's going right into the archive, man. People listen to it.
Historical.
People can listen to this forever. People can listen to this half hour of genius forever.
Time capsule.
This is awesome.
So man. Great, yeah. Time capsule. Fantastic. No, but I run into some of the builders and, I contact them on Facebook, that sort of thing. Like when the new BattleBots came out, I thought they might, if they wanted to, they might use me, of course, if they wanted to. But I just wonder if, like, anybody thought it was a good idea to bring me back as a judge. Not as a host or the color commentator, but just as a judge, you know?
Yeah.
But that didn't happen. Yeah. And you know what? It was, like, exactly the same. It's still a good show, but nothing changed. It's, like, exactly the same. The camera angles were the same, you know? You had excitable announcers. And the robots are, you know, you got to keep the same rules. So, I don't know. Still not a bad show.
Yeah.
We need Tony Scott in there, maybe directing.
Tony Scott?
Yeah, Tony Scott.
I thought we thought it was Ridley
no,
Scott.
No, it's Tony. I looked it up.
Oh, you Googled it?
Tony Scott died, right? Is that what we're talking about?
Yes, Bill.
Wait, Tony Scott died.
No, he did Top Gun. Is he alive? No, I didn't look that up.
I'm so confused, sir.
Tony Scott directed.
And he did Top Gun?
Top Gun.
Top Gun yeah. guy died, yeah. He killed himself. He jumped off a bridge or something, didn't he?
Oh, right.
Oh,
yeah.
You see, you're right up on
it. Oh, poor guy. Tortured. He was just tortured. No, seriously, come on.
No,
that's weird, you know?
No, that would be, like, the worst, like, way to, like, commit suicide because, you know, if you jump off a bridge, I mean, there's a chance you might survive, you know? And,
yeah.
And you break all your bones in your body and then, you know, your bones are so broken you can't even finish the job, you know?
That's horrible.
Like
yeah.
You have to go to the hospital for like 9 months and then the hill, and then you might be over, you know. I don't know. Your brain might be so paralyzed, like you can't even like buy a gun and finish the job.
You see, Robin Williams did it with the belt. And he just.
I agree with you. I think, like you're. And also just the time it takes, you know. You got to drive to the bridge. You got to climb the bridge. You know, just the whole time, your head, you're thinking, is this it? This is it. This is what I want to do. All right. You know.
You got to make sure you don't have the parachute.
You might not overthink it, you know, but the bridge, you know, you're going through a lot.
Yeah, you just jump, you know, and then, you know.
Over troubled waters.
Yeah. You fall like a pancake or something. I don't know. Okay, Bill, last question for you. And because we're running out of time, but this is a serious question that I'm interested in, and I'm asking you. When and how did you get started in doing stand-up comedy?
And you asked that of every comic?
No.
Almost.
No, just you.
Oh, really?
Yeah, just you.
I know that I always, I loved watching it, and I remember getting a big laugh when I was five at a 4th of July picnic around our house. So that was kind of huge. I got a big laugh, and I knew like when I said it, I knew that I was going to get a laugh because it was like something an adult would say. Like that's like where I was.
Yeah.
Like I'd seen somebody, yeah. Like I kind of knew, like it was like a joke, right?
Yeah.
So, like I don't know if this is even interesting or funny, but I think yeah, I was like five, maybe six, and we're at this 4th of July party, and they hand out the, the styrofoam hats to the kids.
Mm-hmm.
You know the boater, the old fashioned, the boater.
Yeah.
And. So I grab my hat and I grab it by the brim and I pull it down over my head, you know, so the brim's around my neck. I break the hat and then I say, honest to God, right? I just knew this would be funny and also completely senseless. I pull the hat down, I break the hat down over my head and I go, now I know what Joey Bishop feels like. And like the adults were laughing, and like when you're a kid, that's all you want is for the adults to laugh, right? I mean, if you can make adults laugh, you're like, oh yeah, that's a winner right there.
Oh, that was funny.
Oh my God.
That's so awesome. I don't know if that's where it started, but I do remember that. That is kind of a fond memory of mine.
That was great.
That's awesome.
That was great.
Well, yeah.
Well, Bill, thanks so much for doing the podcast, man.
Bill, this is rocking our night.
Yeah, this. I don't say this often, but this was the best one, man. It was fun.
I don't say this often. You should never say it unless it is.
It truly is. No, because you know, usually, you know, you just go straight to the jokes and stuff, and it's like, wow, like. It was fun, you know, because like everyone's always like, you know, they tell these long 5-minute stories, and I just like the quick answers, and then you put tags on them, you know what I mean? And it's just so funny.
So somebody's doing something wrong in your world, Keith. I don't know who it is, but you might want to look into that. You might want to look into your hatred of your own podcast.
Oh, God. No, well,
I slog through this thing every week. I swear to God, I just want to Tony Scott myself off a bridge. Every week, Bill, I go through this podcast. It's horrible. Well, anyway, good. I'm glad it was fun.
Oh Bill, man. That was awesome, buddy. Dear. Thank you so much. Can we call you back for season 3?
Oh, Bill. Please.
Oh, my God. This is season 2. Where have I been? All right, yeah. It won't be as good, but, yeah, you can call me.
Oh, thanks, Bill.
Wow, thank you, Bill.
So everyone should follow you on Twitter or Facebook. Which one's the best
got anything to plug?
I don't care. It's at Bill Dwyer on Twitter. You know, Facebook is the same thing. If you friend request me on Facebook, I won't answer. I won't. It's a razor's edge. I told you earlier. I'm calling back something from earlier in the podcast. I can't.
All right. Well, we'll tell everyone to tweet you and stuff and follow you.
Perfect.
Thanks so much, Bill.
Thanks, Bill.
I appreciate it, buddy.
Well. Thanks, Keith. Thanks, Alan.
All right.
Thank you.
Talk to you later.
That's great.
Yeah.
See you, bud. Wow. That was awesome, man.
I didn't expect to be laughing out of my chair. I did not. I thought I went to like
some... We had all these Twitter questions, and we only answered two of them.
Who needed them? I thought I was at a Comedy Central special.
Oh, my God. I don't say this often, but that was awesome.
That was a comedy fix. You know, I was on the floor. I was on the floor, man.
Yeah, I know. You know what's weird? The show started so bad because we had this.
We didn't even know what buttons we were pushing.
We had the technical difficulties, the phone. And then I got the hiccups, and then...
Yeah, well, that's showbiz, man.
Man, that was a great show. Everyone, follow Bill Dwyer, man.
Yes, indeed.
Oh, Bill Dwyer. Funniest guy, man. Holy Lord.
Very funny.
Like... And that's how his stand-up is, man. Just boom. You know?
He's fantastic.
He's like a Craig Shoemaker, Mitch Hedberg type thing, you know? And it's really cool. So, man, wow. And we got to get going, dude. Jesus.
So,
That did not seem like 45 minutes.
Well.
That was just like, wow.
Let's see, it was very good.
That was like... See, if podcasting was like sex, that was the best sex I ever had. Thank you, Bill.
I'm glad we verified the Tony Scott. You know, that was like a trivia.
Was it Tony or Riley?
It's Tony.
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 And you Googled that.
I did indeed.
Oh, sweet. Well, Tony, wish you were still here.
And our friend, our hairless friend, Burt Reynolds.
Burt Reynolds. I don't know if he thought I was serious about Burt Reynolds being on the podcast.
Well, that could have been taken anyway. Who knows? You know, we may have.
I was going to do
Burt, if you're out there, you know, you can come on anytime.
I was going to do the Mike Frisbee stuff, but it didn't work at the beginning. And then when Bill was just on, I was like, oh, it's not going to work.
Well, you can save that. You can archive that.
We could save it for Argus. not next week because we'll be off for the holidays, but the week after, Argus Hamilton.
The Frisbee Story, a thriller.
Yeah, he might not like that, though, because he's very political humor.
Well, you know, Argus is so hip and cool.
Yeah.
You know.
But speaking of Argus, we got to go because we have to leave early to get to the Comedy Store.
You have a competition tonight. You
yes.
have a roast.
I have a roast battle. I have to roast some dude who I've never met. It's easy.
Well, we're looking forward to that. Too bad we can't attach it to the
Yeah. Well, podcast. Guys, have a very good, happy Christmas, Hanukkah.
Happy holidays.
Yeah.
Merry Christmas.
Exactly. We're off next week. We'll be back on the first week of January with Argus Hamilton, same time.
New Year.
And, you know, it was fun. You know, it was a great episode tonight, I think.
Well, we hope everyone out there is having fun with us.
Yeah.
And, we're digging it.
We're also on iTunes. The full season one and season two up to date is on iTunes. So if you can, like us, 5-star, give us a good review, share with your friends, so, you know, we could keep this magic alive and get Bill Dwyer back.
Please.
All right, guys. Alan Lee, anything you want to plug?
Well, I'm with you. We're headed to the Comedy Store. I'm going to be there supporting you and cheering you on in this roast. And that's all I got going on in the next couple hours, man.
All right. Keith Reza, guys. Happy holidays. And, I'll be at the Ontario Improv on Tuesday, so come see me. Until then, bye.
Good night.
You're listening to Reza Riffs with Keith Reza and Alan Lee. Right here on LA Talk Radio.